This is an audio recording of Ruined Orgasm, Part 2, read by Sarah Jane. It took me a few days to simmer down and plot some payback, and so I arranged for him to come over again a week later. I met him at the door, again in a cute summery outfit and minimal makeup, a carefully selected, almost innocent look, designed to lull him into a false sense of security and not betray my intention. I took him upstairs and allowed myself to be pushed down on the bed. He noticed the fabric ties on the bedposts straight away, and his grin widened. "These look fun," he murmured. "Actually," I looked at him with wide eyes, "I was kind of hoping I could use them on you." He looked a shade nonplussed, but recovered quickly. I think the evident erection straining at his jeans helped to quell his immediate reaction. "Sure, why not?" I fist-pumped inwardly and tried not to look too pleased. "Let's get you out of all of these clothes." As soon as he was naked, I pushed him back against the pillows and kissed him while I secured one wrist and then the other. As soon as he was comfortably arranged, I knelt before him on the bed and trailed my tongue over his pecs and abs, just like I'd wanted to since our first night. His cock was solid and twitching, and I was dripping wet just looking at it. I steeled myself and concentrated on the task at hand. I had his undivided attention, so I pulled my top off and made a show of pinching my nipples, already hard with no stimuli at all. I leaned forward and pressed my naked tits against him, feeling him sigh happily. I spent a while rubbing them all over his torso, and further down to rub my nipples on his straining cock, which was already visibly bouncing. I removed the rest of my clothes and sat back with my legs apart. His gaze fixed on my pussy, his lips drew back from his teeth as I pressed the fingers of one hand to my clit and rubbed it gently. He could see from my glistening folds that I was incredibly turned on, and he let out a low groan, which I don't think he was fully aware of. I drew a slow fingertip around and around my clit, feeling it twitch and swell even more. I thought he'd last longer, but it could only have been minutes until he spoke. "I want to eat you." I met his eyes and allowed myself a victorious smile. "Oh, dear me, no. I'm not even close to done yet." He let out a low grunt of frustration. I rubbed faster and increased the pressure. His eyes remained utterly transfixed between my thighs, and I couldn't hold on anymore. I gasped and let myself come. "Untie me," he commanded. I smiled and crawled towards him, wet fingers outstretched. "All in good time," I giggled. I slipped my fingers into his mouth, and he sucked at them greedily. His dick was still rock hard, with a delicious bead of pre-cum shining at the tip. I couldn't help but lick it away, eliciting yet another delightful grunt. I sucked and nibbled at the head of his cock until he was almost sobbing, drawing away each time it seemed he'd unleash the incipient torrent of pent-up spunk into my face. I lubed up both my hands and stroked him, twisting my hands around and around his shaft mercilessly, sometimes using the flat of my hand on the bulbous head of his dick, sometimes twiddling my fingertips around his frenulum lightly. He was harder than I've ever seen a cock before, and I kept wanting so much to slide right down to its base in one stroke. But every time that happened, I forced myself to tease him for 5 more minutes, swapping between my mouth and hands. "I've got to fucking come. That feels so good. Oh, fuck, please," he uttered in strangled tones. I smirked and took him fully into my mouth, then stopped again. He let out an anguished howl. "Are you going to come for me? I want you to come in my throat, okay?" He nodded so hard I thought he'd strain his neck. I bent down and took his cock into my mouth and down my throat, as I promised. The deep moan of relief he let out was divine. I knew he didn't have long at all, and luck was on my side. I risked 5, 6, 7 thrusts as I felt his hips driving towards my face, and drew back on the eighth, so I wasn't touching him at all. It was half wail, half exaltation. His dick pulsed and twitched for a few seconds in the air, and then the most beautiful arc of semen flew from the tip and spattered across my chest. I couldn't resist giggling at the broken look of anguish and incredulity on his face. His erection didn't subside in the least. In fact, it looked just as lively as before. He was, quite literally, a ruined man. And I was very much looking forward to his payback. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.